U.S. President Barack Obama is in Estonia for meetings with Baltic leaders. Obama holds talks with leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to reassure them that NATO is serious about defending them against what the West calls Russia's aggression. This is Obama's second visit to the Baltic region. This is rather his second visit to the Baltic region this year. He would then fly to Wales to take part in the NATO summit. During the summit, the U.S. president will press member states to increase their defense spending. The alliance is expected to agree on plans to boost training missions and other military commitments in Central and Eastern European countries. Well, I believe we're going to cross over now live to the Estonian capital, Tallinn, as President Barack Obama and his Estonian counterpart are conducting a joint press conference. Without further ado, let's listen in.
Estonians. As NATO nears the end of our combat mission in 3 months, I want to thank Estonia for the commitments you have made to help sustain Afghan security forces going forward. As a high-tech leader, Estonia is also playing a leading role in protecting NATO from cyber threats. Estonia contributes its full share, its full 2% of GDP, to the defense of our alliance. In other words, Estonia meets its responsibilities. And as we head into the NATO summit in Wales, Estonia is an example of how every NATO member needs to do its fair share for our collective defense. So I've come here first and foremost to reaffirm the commitment of the United States to the security of Estonia. As NATO allies, we have Article 5 duties to our collective defense. That is a commitment that is unbreakable, it is unwavering, it is eternal, and Estonia will never stand alone. As President, I've made sure that we are fulfilling that promise. Early in my presidency, I urged our alliance to update our contingency planning for the defense of this region, and additional NATO forces began rotating through the Baltics, including Estonia, for more training and exercises. In response to Russia's actions in Ukraine earlier this year, the United States increased our presence further. We've contributed additional aircraft to the Baltic Air Policing Mission, a mission to which 14 other NATO allies have also contributed over the past decade. And we're now continuously rotating additional personnel and aircraft through the Baltics. I look forward to joining Prime Minister Roivas in thanking our service members later today. On my visit to Warsaw this spring, I announced a new initiative to bolster the American military presence here in Europe, including in the Baltics, and we're working with Congress to make sure that we deliver. Today, I can announce that this initiative will include additional Air Force units and aircraft for training exercises here in the Nordic Baltic region. And we agree with our Estonian allies that an ideal location to host and support these exercises would be Ämari Air Base here in Estonia. With the support of Congress and our Estonian friends, I'm confident that we can make this happen. And I look forward to discussing this further when we meet with Presidents Berzins and this afternoon. As President Ilves indicated, we spend a great deal of time on Russia's aggression against Ukraine. I'll have much more to say about this in my speech today. For now, I just want to commend Estonia, including President Ilves, for being such a strong voice, both in NATO and the EU, on behalf of the Ukrainian people. Estonia has provided assistance as Ukrainians work to strengthen their democratic institutions and reform their economy. And because we've stood together, Russia is paying a heavy price for its actions. And NATO is poised to do more to help Ukraine strengthen its forces and defend their country. And more broadly, I want to commend Estonia for being such a strong leader beyond NATO. Whether it's contributing forces to the EU mission in the Central African Republic, or supporting relief efforts for the Syrian people, helping nations like Tunisia in their own transition to democracy, or standing up for internet freedom and human rights, this nation of 1.3 million people, as we say, truly punches above its weight. The world's better for it, and it's yet another reason why the United States will always be proud to stand with our ally, Estonia. Finally, I want to say that today the prayers of the American people are with the family of a devoted and courageous journalist, Stephen Sotloff. Overnight, our government determined that tragically, Stephen was taken from us in a horrific act of violence. We cannot even begin to imagine the agony that everyone who loves Stephen is feeling right now, especially his mother, his father, and his younger sister. So today our country grieves with them. Like Jim Foley before him, Steve's life stood in sharp contrast to those who murdered him so brutally. They make the absurd claim that they kill in the name of religion, but it was Stephen, his friends say, who deeply loved the Islamic world. His killers try to claim that they defend the oppressed, but it was Stephen who traveled across the Middle East, risking his life to tell the story of Muslim men and women demanding justice and dignity. Whatever these murderers think they'll achieve by killing innocent Americans like Stephen, they have already failed. They failed because, like people around the world, Americans are repulsed by their barbarism. We will not be intimidated. Their horrific acts only unite us as a country and stiffen our resolve to take the fight against these terrorists. And those who make the mistake of harming Americans will learn that we will not forget, and that our reach is long, and that justice will be served. Mr. President.
Well, I thought we could open things up for...
Well, that was live from the Estonian capital, Tallinn. U.S. President Barack Obama is conducting a joint press conference with his Estonian counterpart in Obama's visit to the Baltic region. We're now joined from London by Mr. We're joined on the line from London by Mr. Alexander Nekrasov, former Kremlin advisor, who's in to weigh in on this visit by President Obama. Mr. Nekrasov, welcome to the program. How do you think this visit will play out in the bigger picture with regards to the tensions between the United States and NATO on one side and Russia on the other side with regards to Ukraine?
Well, first of all, obviously, this is a provocative visit. It's a bit like imagining President Putin going to Ferguson, Missouri, to, you know, sympathize with the local black population. This is a provocation. Unfortunately, President Obama has grown up on Hollywood films. And this whole administration lives according to Hollywood films, where fantasy rules, where wishful thinking presides, and so on. What we have heard now from President Obama is a basically assessment which misses all the big points. First of all, point one, America has no business in Europe. That's it. That's very clear, and especially in Ukraine. Point two, America has contributed to the conflict in Ukraine directly, and by supporting the organizers of the coup who are now in power in Kyiv. America, quietly through third parties, is supplying weapons to the Ukrainian troops and, even more disturbingly, to the militias, which include neo-Nazis and ultra-nationalists. And these people commit horrible atrocities in eastern Ukraine. America, unfortunately, is trying to build up its military presence in Europe, not realizing that this will cause even more tension, even more instability there, and it will can result to a big war in Europe. Fourthly, I think it's important to remember that NATO is basically falling apart. It does not have the will, the might, or the desire to take on Russia. It is a very weak military alliance. And if you want proof of that, just look at Afghanistan. This is a disaster there. They have suffered a huge defeat. They are withdrawing, pretending to have won the war which they had lost. So, and the last point I think is very important to remember, America is bankrupt. America is going through a recession which is presented as a recovery, printing trillions of dollars and covering up the crisis. Now, if you think about this, this is a wounded animal which is now desperate to find a way out. And the only way it thinks that it can work is the asset grab. All these wars, all these interventions is asset grab. And unfortunately, this doesn't work. So this is why when we hear President Obama in Tallinn saying all those things, which don't really make sense, I personally sense, as a former advisor to governments and presidents, is that they have no policy in Washington. They don't really know what to do. They are desperately trying to cling to slogans or easy solutions which do not really provide a long-term solution. So it's just a propaganda visit.
Mr. Nekrasov, Russia has definitely not taken the U.S. and its NATO allies' actions lightly as well. The sanctions, the provocative trips, as you mentioned, in the most recent comments, Russian President Vladimir Putin stated that it will revamp its military doctrine to suit that of NATO. Tell us more on that comment, if you may.
Well, first of all, I think that Russia has been responding to the crisis in Ukraine in a very restrained, and I would say proper, decent way, unlike, obviously, the Western countries. And I think the crisis in Ukraine has become an eye-opener, for not just for President Putin and his government, but for the Russians generally. We had this strange fascination with the West before, when some of our people were thinking that, you know, this is a new era, that the West is basically friendly and it makes sense to trust it and so on. No more. That's the end. I think the Ukrainian crisis has changed the world completely. And I think that now the Russian government is thinking of a new military doctrine which will suit the new realities. I can tell you, for example, that at the moment, the military budget of the United States, annual military budget, is $700 billion. Now, the Russian military annual budget is $80 billion, even less. Now, you can understand that this situation cannot continue. Russia has to find a way to defend itself from the NATO alliance's presence in Europe. And Russia will be building up its military.
Thank you very much, sir. We are going to have to leave it there. That was former Kremlin advisor Mr. Alexander Nekrasov joining us on the line from London.